Harper Audio presents The Wicked Wallflower by Maya Rodale. Read by Carolyn Morris. For all the blue stockings. And for Tony, who wooed me with books and who reads almost as fast as I do. Prologue. London, 1820. Any minute now, Lady Emery Airy's life would truly begin. Glittering parties, rakish rogues, breathtaking romance. All those things that only ever happened in books would finally, finally happen to her. Any minute now, Emma would be announced at her first London ball. The great husband hunt would finally, finally begin. She'd spent 4 years preparing as a student at Lady Penelope's finishing school for young ladies. She spent the entire afternoon forcing her brown hair to curl and enduring fittings for a lovely ivory silken lace gown, even though she would have rather been reading. All the preparation would be worth it when some rogue swept her off her feet in a whirlwind of romance, which would happen, oh, any minute now.
"Lord and Lady Avery, Lady Emma,"
the butler at Lady Rotham's ball announced their arrival. No one in the crowded ballroom took note. Emma kept her head held high. She was new to London. At the first opportunity, Emma found her two dearest friends from Lady Penelope's, Lady Olivia Archer and Miss Prudence Peyton. They had staked out a position in the corner of the ballroom, where they watched the other couples dancing, flirting, and conversing. "I hardly have any names on my dance card," Emma said, slightly despairing.